I love my original self. This is Dr. Gerardo Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I love my original self. My original self is just really lots of fun. My original self is really just the greatest joy that I could ever have. My original self is who I am. Now, we tell people, concentrate on your original self. Concentrate on who you are. Concentrate on what you are. Concentrate on your perfect body, your perfect bones, your perfect head, your perfect mind, your perfect eyes, your perfect ears, your perfect everything. Concentrate on it. Concentrate on it. Concentrate on it. And then we don't do it. The first thing we do is to pick up a magazine and read about heart diseases and to read about this and that and the other problems. And then as we concentrate on it, I wonder if I have any of that. And we read all sorts of dietary magazines and how we should have this before meals, and we should have that before meals. We should drink water or not drink water. We should drink coffee and not drink coffee. We should take butter on our bread and not take butter on our bread. And we should have bread. We shouldn't have bread. We're going crazy, and we deserve it. We absolutely deserve it. Now, don't shrug your shoulders when I say we're going crazy, because you are. You are going crazy. You are after every fad that comes along, after every doctor's report that comes along, and they're hopefully good, you know. And these doctors are after our interests, our money especially, but they're after our interests, they're after our choice of health and so forth. But Stanton Stressley is going on is just returning from a vacation, I believe. And he went on a vacation. Now, he owns his own business, and he does his own activities, and he's just an amazing fellow. But he went on vacation, and he so proudly said, I went on vacation. I took a vacation. Now, did he mean I can afford to take a vacation, or I needed a vacation, or that a vacation is something special that I do now and then for myself? And I think a vacation is something special he does for himself now and then. And I think it's something we all do for ourselves now and then. We're so proud of saying that we're going on a vacation. If being on a vacation is something that's so wonderful, why don't we do it all the time? Why don't we go on a vacation all the time? Well, because then it wouldn't be a vacation. But if a vacation is fun, if vacation is a joy, if it's something we like to do, I'm taking my vacation at this time. I'm going here on my vacation. I'm going there. I'm going to do this. Hey, I never get a vacation. I never get it. You're living a vacation. You're living in your life, and you're just so happy, and you're so content. You're thinking happy thoughts about yourself. You're thinking happy attitudes about yourself. You're thinking genius about yourself. A person goes out and goes surfboarding. We saw a movie on that the other day, and it was very nice. And this kid just had it born in him to be a surfboarder and really ride those big waves so fantastically, and knowing exactly what to do at the right moment, and just flowing with it. And it just, we were with him and with the camera, but he was doing it in fact, and how magical that was. Now, do you think that he was on vacation while he was doing that? He was doing what he loved to do. He was doing what made his heart. Now, when he died, did we feel sorry for him? No. He did what he loved to do. He spent his life doing the things he loved to do. Now, whether he died young or old, it made no difference. Some people just get out of the crib and die, you know, and some people live for eternity. It's 100 more years, and we say, my goodness, now, I don't want to live 100 years. I don't want to live. Why? You don't want to live 100 years because you live in a rotten mental consciousness. And that rotten mental consciousness is that my body is not perfect. That rotten mental consciousness is that my body is not the ideal body. You're not living in your original self, are you? You're not living in your original being of who and what you are. Now, do you want to be that way? Do you love your original self? If you love it, then tenderly care for it. Now, let's just pretend that our original self is a little baby. And the little baby is always cooing and making us feel very happy about it. We always want to pick it up and snuggle it. We always want to be wonderful with it. Now, pretend, just pretend, in the farthest reaches of your imagination, that your body is a little baby. And that you, in your consciousness, are picking up that body of that little baby and snuggling it. Are you saying you have diseases, you have problems, this is a terrible world you're coming into? It's a rotten... Yes, a lot of people do. A lot of people do that. What's the first thing the most obnoxious wife could ever, or woman could ever say about a baby? I hope it's perfect. And then she wonders why it's not perfect. Well, it's not perfect because she's only hoping. Mm-hmm. If she is knowing, is she eating the right foods that nourish that baby? Is she thinking the right thoughts that are nourishing that baby? Is she doing everything in the right way that nourishes that baby? If you're going to take on the job of having a baby, you're taking on the most wonderful, precious gift in the world of bringing this life forward and giving it the wonderful temple of the living spirit to live in. Now, it's up to you, as the caretaker of the temple in which that little temple is beginning to form, to be very careful about your temple, you know? You got to keep your house clean. Clean thoughts, beautiful ideas. You got to live in a state of being on vacation all the time where you're totally happy all the time. Everything makes you happy. Everything makes you feel good. And you think of the little child and you think, oh, my little baby, oh, I don't care what he's... No, you don't say, I don't care what he's going to be. I don't care whether he's going to be a doctor, a lawyer, Indian, or chief. You don't care. But you... What you do care is what you talk about. What you do care is what you empower. My little baby is ideal. My little baby is the ideal expression of the divine. All is in divine order in my little baby and in me. All is in divine order. And so and then, what kind of baby will you have? What kind of baby will come into your world? Isn't it strange how a brilliant woman and a brilliant man have a brilliant child? Isn't that strange? Where is their consciousness on being brilliant? They don't think, wish, hope, desire that their child will be brilliant. They know. They've given their child their best mentally. They think it's their genes and chromosomes and all that sort of stuff. But it's not. It's not. Because some children have been born to genius parents and have been far from genius. Because they didn't express it. You're stupid, the parents say to the child, because it's not expressing the brilliance they're expressing. And how strange that is for the child. What's the child going to do? How's the child going to have an attitude about that? How's the child going to think about that? I love my original self. I love my original self. Just think of yourself now, and this is going to blow your mind. Just think of yourself now, just for a second. Just pretend that you're the most outstanding being on the face of the earth. Perhaps you're Jesus, you know, or some other being that you feel is that you admire and respect very much. Now just say that you're Jesus. Could Jesus have a bad thought about any child? Could Jesus see a child imperfect? Why not? Jesus has a big problem, a big, big, big problem. He cannot see anything other than himself anywhere. And what he sees in the world is a reflection of who he is. And you do too, and I do too. And so, if we see in the world a reflection of ourselves, we better get busy if there's something we don't like. If we see that we can't walk very comfortably, we certainly never say it. We just say, I walk perfectly, I walk perfectly, I walk perfectly. You want everybody to see you walking perfectly and thinking that you're walking perfectly, and pretty soon you'll be walking perfectly and everybody will be seeing you that way. I have perfect eyes, ears, nose, and throat. Now, the eye, ear, nose, and throat doctor wouldn't like that, would he? He wouldn't like that. He'd no business. I have a perfect brain. The brain surgeon. I saw a little ad in a... I entered it this morning on the email. And this doctor is saying, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And the way to handle these things, and even some diabetic people are obese, you know, and when they lose a little bit of weight, it does so much good for them. And even diabetic people who are not overly obese can have a little tummy tuck, which means that they take a belt and they put it around the tube in their stomach so that it won't take so much food in, you know. How interesting. And they say they're very healthy, and they eat less, and they lose weight. Of course they lose weight. They don't get any food. And so all these things happen. Now, wow, isn't that cool? I think it's wonderful. I think it's marvelous to be able to think and do those things. But would Jesus think that? If someone came to Jesus and said, Jesus, I got trouble. I'm getting fat. And Jesus says, yeah, I notice you're all pig, you know. And, well, I don't want to be that way. Well, you're just a sloppy fat ass, you know, eating all the time and eating things you shouldn't eat. Would Jesus say that?
No.
Why wouldn't he say that?
He doesn't see it. He doesn't see
it. He doesn't see it. He doesn't see it. I look at each of you and see you whole and perfect, and you get tired of me quick. You don't want me around. You don't want me to see you whole and perfect. You don't want me to see you rich. You don't want me to see you happy and healthy and hard. You don't.
Yes. Yes.
Because you say, don't I wish? You don't? Don't I wish?
No.
Don't I wish I had that? Well, when I see you that way,
thank you.
Then you just say, yeah, it's fun being rich, isn't it? It's fun being healthy. It's fun living in my ideal body. It's fun doing that. I live in a constant state of vacation, if vacation means doing things that is fun, something I enjoy doing. Stefan goes on vacation. Is he going on vacation to worry about the business problems he has? No. He's going on vacation to forget everything and just have a good time, to be his natural self, to be his perfect self, to be his ideal self. What's he doing? He's in love with himself. And he's so in love with himself, he cannot think one negative thought about anybody else in the universe because it comes back at him. It comes back to destroy him if he does. So he only thinks that, now, what do you think? Do you think when you're on vacation, oh dear, I forgot to turn the iron off. I forgot to turn off the stove. You know, that's what people do. And we put that in our consciousness. When you're going on vacation, you do one thing, and I would recommend that you do one thing. You leave the house, and you reach up, and you pull off the master switch.
Mm-hmm.
And the master switch turns off everything in the house, everything back there. And you get in your car, or your plane, or your bus, or your train, and you go to your vacation land. And you don't think one thing about your house, one thing about what you've left behind, because you shut it off. You shut it off. You turned it off. You no longer give it any attention, any power, any direction. And it's wonderful. It's good. And when you turn it off, what happens? You're free. You're free to be yourself. You're free to be your original purity and integrity. Yeah. You're free to be that. And when you're free to be that, then what are you?
On vacation.
You're on vacation. Now, it's stupid, but wouldn't it be wonderful if they had a school for vacationing?
Oh, yes.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if they had a school for parenting?
Mm-hmm.
And what do we, should we go on vacation with our parents, with our children, and just go leave them be? Do we wrap them in our pure white light of love? Do we say all is in divine order? Do we say our children are fantastic, are glorious, are beautiful, are outstanding? Yes. And then what are they?
Outstanding.
Glorious, beautiful, and outstanding. But they cannot be that way if we're going to worry them. When you leave your house for vacation, turn off the master switch. And there's nothing more about your house to concern you until you come back home and turn on the master switch and enjoy it again. But enjoy it again. But just remember, life is yours to have. And you love and live in your original purity and integrity. And if you ever allow yourself to think just for a minute about a problem, then you're lost forever. But if you train yourself to think on solutions, on joy, on harmony, on happiness, on goodness, continuously to live in a state of being on vacation, then that is the experience you have. That is the life you have. and that is the world you live in. And really nothing else matters, does it? Smart boy, Stephen. Vacation. Herbert Marty, he lives in vacation. He's got all the money he could want. He has trained his business as well to take care of him. And now he just lives upstairs. And he goes off on vacation. He goes visiting gurus around the world. And he finds that each one is unique and wonderful and glorious. And so do you. When Gertrude Suter thinks about her daughter, Katrina, does she think of her daughter having a problem? Oh, no. She thinks, my daughter should have a lovely little home to live in, and I think I'll buy her one. And so she buys her a lovely mobile home that she has down in New Zealand, and Katerina says, hey, this is cool. Katerina was perfectly happy to live in her peaceful, primitive surroundings, but her mommy chose to have her live in the most beautiful surroundings possible. Now, what are you a mommy who thinks of your children's sicknesses and illnesses? Or are you thinking of their solutions or their health and their wholeness? When Ellen's mommy heard that she was going to go to England and study, did she say, oh no, she'll be bothered by those people and their attitudes and their ways of living? No. She said, this is what she said. Matilda, is it? This is what Matilda said. She says, my daughter represents our family. And when she goes to England, England is going to sit back and say, wow, such a beautiful person really does exist. Such a beautiful attitude really does exist. Something so wonderful really that's what she says. Do you think she's worried about her daughter at all? Not one little bit. She's gently thinking about the people. Are they ready for this yet? But she knows that her daughter is so well founded in her spiritual self that all is in divine order at all times. Would that happen to Sylvia too? Sure. When Sylvia's mother looked at Sylvia, she says, Sylvia, you're always doing nice things for the children. You're always taking care of the children. You're always making the children feel comfortable and feeling happy and feeling that they're loved. Sylvia, you're just the most beautiful daughter a mother could ever desire. And I have no concern about you in the present or the future. Your life is fabulous now and always. And that's the kind of mother she had. That's the kind of mother she has. That's the kind of thoughts that Sylvia has grown up in. That's the kind of thoughts you've grown up in. How did Anita grow up? Did Anita grow up with thoughts that she was not nice, that she was a bad little girl? No. Her mother always said to her, Anita, do anything you like, and I know it's going to be good. Because Anita's mother always put her on vacation, doing and being herself and having fun. Now we could go down the whole list. We go down the whole list, and what will we find? That every mother saw their child in its original purity and integrity. Every mother. Can we do any less for ourselves and our creation? You look at a beautiful man, you look at Federer, what is his name? Frederica is a grand lady too, but you look at Roger. Roger is the one you're in love with, you know. Roger is the one you think is so fantastic. What does Roger think about you? He doesn't even know I exist. Oh, yes, he does. Everybody in this world is his creation, and he created you and everybody. How did he create you? Perfect. Yes. How does any great and wonderful being create other beings in its world? Great and wonderful, just like you are doing. Just like you're doing. You're creating everyone in your world to be the perfect reflection of your purity, your magic, and who you really are. You're in charge. You're in charge right now. And if you don't do something about it, then the world will just go on being wonderful, and you will miss it because you're not seeing it that way. And if you see the world wonderful, all in divine order, then you're doing everything in the right way. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you. Love you.